An all-inclusive signature vacation at a Rio resort. Visit signature.ca for details or ask your travel agent.
What do our customers want? They spend a lot of time on the internet researching products they need to buy. Websites, reviews, and social medias provide them with a strong idea on what may be best for them. They also want the opinions of a professional and want to support a local business that gives back to their community. Visit one of our 86 locally owned and operated Tirecraft Ontario locations to get an honest opinion on what's right for you. Tirecraft features products like the Michelin X Ice 3 with a mail-in rebate of $70. Visit Tirecraft.com for all details.
How many days will you miss from work due to a bad cold or the flu? This Saturday at 11 on It's Your Call, learn how to improve your immune health to fight cold and flu season. Join Dr. Frank Silver from Sisu as he takes your calls and discusses the benefits of Ester C from Sisu. Poor nutrition, lack of sleep, and little exercise can leave you vulnerable. Find Ester C from Sisu at Nutrition House in Masonville Place and give your immune system a boost.
Picky eaters can make dinner time difficult. Need a way to satisfy every family member's taste buds? Treat them to Angel's Family Restaurant. Their menu is loaded with delicious homestyle cooking. Hot turkey and roast beef dinners, burgers, Montreal smoked meat sandwiches, and pasta selections are just the beginning. Angel's also offers a seniors menu, and kids eat free Monday through Thursday. Enjoy dinner the easy way tonight at Angel's Family Restaurant on the corner of Warncliffe Road and Belmont Drive.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
Quebec banned the use of pesticides for aesthetic reasons, despite manufacturers' threats to sue. The same well-intentioned logic should be used to ban pesticides from agriculture as well. Except that all our agriculture relies on these pesticides.
These test tubes contain umbilical cord blood. We've analyzed thousands of them and found pollutants such as heavy metals, organochlorine pesticides, PCBs, and that means that the mother was exposed to these pollutants and transmitted them through her bloodstream to her unborn child.
Just a couple of clips from a documentary put together by our guest this morning, Carol Poliquin. It is called Homotoxicus. It's all about the chemicals that are now used, thousands and thousands of them, to make virtually every product that we eat, that we wear. Carol, let me ask you about one particular product. And that is the flame retardant that is used in children's pajamas.
Mm-hmm. It's a flame retardant that is the law oblige the it is compulsory to use flame retardants after there have been children very badly burned with the tissue that was used for their clothes, and this is a very good intention. But the on the other side, the product that we are putting into these tissue, but we have also it in the couches in the house. We have it in all electrical appliances.
So the question is, Carol, the chemicals are everywhere, and I want to cover as much territory in the 3 or 4 minutes that we have left. Tell us what scientists in Europe have done, the organization REACH. They've blown the whistle on all of this.
Yes, but all the thing is that in Europe, the legislation seems to be more open to a very important principle, which is the precautionary principle. In France, it has all even been put in the constitution, and even that means that even if we don't have all the scientific evidence that there is a clear link between this product and that disease, there are enough evidence in the population. When you make studies on large populations and you see there is an increase, there is a link on the large population between the increase of this or that disease and their exposure to this or that product.
In other words, if in doubt,
you analyze cells and you see it in the labs, you can see that there are in the tubes some this and that effect. If you add this up, you can reach to a conclusion that there is reasonable evidence that there is a problem. So you can apply, enforce the precautionary principle, which is something that should be done. Another thing that is very important to say also that the tests that are done, that are performed on the chemicals under the actual law in Health Canada, we often hear, oh, the company will say, oh, these our products are safe because they have been approved by Health Canada. But what are the standards used by Health Canada compared even to the standards of other countries and compared to what the scientists have found in their labs? You can see that at Health Canada, and it's the same thing everywhere in the world, products are generally not tested for endocrine disrupting effects. And these effects, I want to say two things. They are not tests for these effects, and they are tested also individually. You know, in regular toxicology, people will say the dose makes the poison. But when you talk about endocrine, this particular class of toxic chemicals, it is the contrary. The body is protected and will make a barrier against some substances if they are absorbed in, the body meets them in big quantities.
Carol, I have to jump in because we're almost out of time, and I want to provide access for our listeners to watch the video. If they want to see your documentary, Homotoxicus, all about the thousands of chemicals we have in all of our products, where can they access it?
Oh, if you type Homotoxicus on the internet, you will arrive on our website. We are I am also the producer, and we distribute the video. So if people want to
Homotoxicus is the name of the documentary. Carol, just to really drive this home with our listeners, and we have just seconds left, can you name five products or toys that you would be leery of exposing your children to, especially, but adults as well, because of the chemicals involved in their manufacture?
Oh, you want not the name of the chemicals?
No, but things like a baby duck, the duckies that we put in our bathtubs.
I would say generally be aware of all the plastics. And there are websites where you can have some information. Like there is one, an American website, EWG, Environmental Working Group, who has a list of products, even food that are more, that has more pesticide than if you are not going to eat all organic, what can you choose? And the cosmetic, the toys, and they have very, very good list.
Carol, give us one other example. I mentioned right off the top, because it was the most shocking to me, that within an hour of a drive of London, we have children getting on a school bus, and there's a sharply lower number of boys than girls because of this very issue. Can you give us one other snapshot of what's happening to our health as a society that we really need to pay attention to?
In the film, I'm talking about, of course, the reproductive problem, because what I wanted to say is we have broken a very delicate balance. If you realize that we can break the balance between the boys' birth and the number of boys and numbers of girls, it means that we have broken a very delicate balance in the nature. So it's very frightening for our future. But we have also, in the film, I touch allergies, the rise of allergies, the rise of cancer. And what, just before going to the last publicity, you asked me the question, who should be more aware? And I think the exposure in the mother's womb, it is something that we really have to be aware that a scientist I met in the film said that most of the diseases we see in the race today are linked to, in the lab, in their studies, to the exposure at the when the all our members are our the heart, the nervous system, the immune system is all being built when we are at the fetus stage in our mother's womb.
Okay, so babies in the womb are most vulnerable. I have to ask you
one five-second
question. When they tested your blood, how many chemicals did they find?
Oh, I had the budget to test for 110, and they found 110.
Ouch. We have to leave it there. Carol, it's been fascinating. It's been sobering. We thank you so much for your time this morning.
It was a pleasure for me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Her name is Carol Poliquin. Let me spell that for you because I know you're going to want to Google it. P-O-L-I-Q-U-I-N. Wow, sobering stuff. We had a murder in the city last night. I have a number of local issues I want to talk to you about in our next half hour.